It was almost over. After nearly 30 years of serving the country as a policeman, my time as a police chief was coming to an end, and perhaps this case could be my last one. I was at my office, the time was almost 3:30. I went to the window, drew the curtain, and looked outside. Being on the fifth floor had its own benefits, and since my time was coming to an end, I had a better chance to take a better look at my city. The sunshine was so beautiful to watch. I lit a cigarette and stared at outside. Someone was knocking the door. "Come in," I said. It was Officer Parker.
Sir, we checked everything. His name is David Jackson. He works as an accountant for a guy named Brian James. He owns the biggest stock exchange company of this area. He did some shady stuff, but nothing was related to Jackson. The guy has almost the cleanest profile we've ever seen.
Almost, I said curiously.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't done anything crazy, but lately some people say he isolates himself at his home and takes some medications like Prozac.
Prozac? Does he have any mental condition we have to take into consideration?
I checked that too. I talked to his psychiatrist. He said the reason he's taking Prozac these days is because he can't sleep properly. He said he always hears a man's voice in his head. A man who laughs ferociously and bothers him all the time. So, with medications, he's trying to avoid his voice. The psychiatrist mentioned he sometimes forgets things too.
Things are getting mysterious. Give me his number. I have to talk to him myself.
Yes, sir.
I received the number. I'm called David Jackson.
Hello, Mr. Jackson. I'm Officer James. Can I take some of your time? It's about Mrs. Johnson's case. I could hear he was breathing heavily, like he was dealing with a stressful situation.
Yeah, should I come to the police station?
Yes.
Okay.
Finally, at 5 p.m., I got to the police station. I hate to be somewhere crowded, but for Mrs. Johnson, I had to do it. So I got in. The police station was full of people who were dealing with different officers. I asked one of the officers.
Excuse me, Officer James?
He didn't let me finish my sentence. He pointed towards the elevator and said, "Take the elevator, fifth floor. To your right, you'll see his office." I thanked him and walked towards the elevator.
"Look, officer, that's not mine, I swear."
Yeah. Everyone says that. Get in the cell and shut your mouth.
But...
I called the elevator and waited. I got in. It said fifth floor. I touched the bottom five. Finally, I reached the fifth floor. I got out and I started to walk towards Officer James's office. Unlike the first floor, this one was almost empty. I could see no one. I found the door and knocked.
Yeah.
It's me, David Jackson.
Ah, Mr. Jackson, please come on in.
I opened the door and went inside. Two officers were there. Officer James and another one. I squinted hard to see his badge. Parker. His name was Parker.
Please sit, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, sure.
I sat tight. To be honest, the atmosphere was a bit heavy.
Are you nervous?
Said Officer James.
No, sir. I mean, yeah. I've never been in a situation like this, so...
Don't worry. We just have a couple of questions, and then you're free to go. Plus, the good news is, Mrs. Johnson's home now. She's discharged from the hospital.
Oh, really? That's great news.
Yeah, sure. We make it quick, so you can visit her sooner.
Oh, thanks, sir.
Okay, Mr. Jackson. Tell me, where were you when the incident happened?
He asked, and Officer Parker started writing.
I was at my office in the afternoon.
He looked at Officer Parker and looked back at me.
Okay, tell me how close you are to Mrs. Johnson.
Very close. I do her gardening, and sometimes I buy the things she needs and pretty much everything I can do.
I said, while I was talking, Officer James analyzed every bit of my reactions. He wouldn't even blink a second.
Officer, I... Do you want to say something?
Yeah. Today, someone was in my house.
Who?
I don't know.
Did you see him?
No.
Did he take something from your house?
No, he didn't take anything, but...
What?
When I was checking the house, it was laughing at me, and... I know, it seems crazy, but... When I went to capture him, he ran away.
He looked at Officer Parker and nodded. Officer Parker left the room.
So you didn't see him at all?
No, I couldn't. He ran away.
Are you suspicious to anyone?
He said, looking into my eyes.
I guess, yeah. This afternoon I saw someone wearing dark sunglasses and a black shirt with blue jeans. I think he was the guy.
This is exactly the guy who broke into Mrs. Johnson's house. Did you know that?
Yeah. One of the officers told me that.
Did you see him up close?
No. I just saw him from far.
He finally moved his eyes from mine and said,
Okay, we're done, Mr. Jackson. Thank you for coming. Please fill up these forms, and then you can leave.
Oh yeah, sure.
I filled up the forms, got up, and left the room satisfied. While I was going out, Officer Parker came in.
So, what did you find, Parker?
Sir, I called his office. He wasn't there in the afternoon.
Sir, someone called a minute ago.
Who?
A neighbor of Mrs. Johnson. We recorded the conversation. Here.
Today, David was acting weird. He came home in the afternoon and there were a lot of noises coming from his house. And suddenly he came over and asked me for a shower. At first, I joked around and said, do you want to hide a treasure or something? But he didn't answer me. He had this evil smile, you know? Don't get me wrong, David is a great guy, but today he was acting all weird.
Parker, we have to go to Mrs. Johnson's house, period. She might be in danger.
Yes, sir.
I got in my car and started driving towards Mrs. Johnson's house.
I really like to see her,
I said, smiling. The day was such a mess. It was almost 7 p.m. The sun was gone completely and the street became dark. Finally, I got to her house at 7:15.
Mrs. Johnson,
I said happily. But why was everywhere so dark? Why I could only see a small light? Only a door. I moved towards Mrs. Johnson's door. It was open. Why? Only one light. Someone was there. A laugh. Again. I could hear the laugh. The evil laugh. I moved towards the light. I could have stopped myself. I saw a shadow. A man was in front of me. The more I got closer, the more revealing his face would become.
Hello, David.
Oh my goodness.
Welcome back.
The guy was me, and I couldn't say a word.
I was waiting for you. Finally, you and me can become one.
Who are you?
Who am I?
I am you. I've been living inside of you. You've been calling me for so long, and here I am.
With you.
What are you doing here? Where's Mrs. Johnson?
Don't you remember? She had a deal.
A deal?
Yeah.
He said, and I started laughing again.
He wanted to kill Mrs. Johnson.
Kill? No way. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know. We did it once. And you were laughing the whole time. And you don't know.
Did I kill someone?
I said, shot. I was stuck in a dark room with only a light.
Who is this guy telling me that I have killed someone?
Yes.
This afternoon, we did it. You did it.
No way.
The guy you saw in the traffic. The guy who barked in Mrs. Johnson's house. He was begging you to let him go, but you didn't. Don't you remember? I was recalling something. Gradually, I could see a scene. The man was in my house.
Why did you bark into our house?
Who are you?
Nobody, sir. I swear I have a family. I found out she was alone and I could take some stuff. I didn't mean to hurt her. I swear, please. I had to steal. I was out of money. And
shut up! I took a knife and a gun out of my pocket.
Sir, please. No. Please let me go, I beg you. I have a family.
I started laughing, like I didn't care at all.
Sir, please.
He started to run away, but he slipped and fell down. And I attacked him and started stabbing him. Once, twice, three times, four times. He didn't move anymore.
No, no, this is impossible. This is bullshit.
Bullshit. Why didn't you look at your hands? I looked at my hands, and I had a bloody knife and a gun.
What are these?
Don't act like you don't know.
David. David, please. What are you doing?
Mrs. Johnson, where are you?
The blackness faded away, and she was in front of me. I was in the dining room. I had the same knife and gun. Mrs. Johnson was laying on the ground, scared. She had a glass of water on her coffee table, almost empty.
Please stop it, David,
she said with a shaky voice. Oh, she's scared. We like it.
No. Please don't be scared of me. I don't know what is going on here.
David, do the job. We had a deal. You have to do it.
Shut up! Stop it, David!
Officer James said, pointing the gun at me. Next to him was Parker. I immediately pointed my gun at him.
This is the end. Drop your weapons,
he said. Parker was making a radio call to his crew, asking for backup. Get them all, David! Get them all!
Shut up!
Look, David, I know you have a condition. We can help you. You need to trust us, he said, leaning a bit forward. Don't listen to him. He wants to destroy everything we've built. Kill him. Kill him now.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up. I said, holding my head in my hands.
I don't know what is going on, Officer James.
It's okay. Just drop your weapon. We can help you, David. I know a doctor. He can take care of you.
He's lying. He's manipulating you. He wants you to drop your weapon to take you to the jail. Just kill him, David.
I don't know why. I feel lonely. I don't know what to do.
Just drop your weapon, David. I know you're a good guy. I know who you are. You're not alone. You have me. We have each other. Just pull the damn trigger. This is your only chance, David. Do it. I was stable. Lifeless. Scared. A voice made me come back to life.
David, please stop it,
someone said, coughing. It was Mrs. Johnson's voice. I looked at her for a moment with my eyes full of tears.
David, David, don't. David, David, don't.
I dropped the weapons. They started moving towards me. They handcuffed me. And I was looking at Mrs. Johnson.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Johnson. I'm really sorry,
I said. The backup crew arrived. They pushed me in a police car. And I had two people by my sides.
I could hear someone was talking to Officer James.
Officer, they found a corpse in the backyard. A man. He was buried there.
Okay, any ID card?
No, sir. All right, you're dismissed. Yes, sir.
This was the last sentence I heard from Officer James that night. The car moved slowly, while two other cars escorting it. I felt calm. There was no laugh. No whisper. No noise anymore. Was this the end of this nightmare?
Officer James! Mrs. Johnson is dead!
I heard someone saying.
What?
Officer James said.
Dead? No.
I said, shocked, looking back from the rear wheel window.
Oh. But how?
The glass of water. I heard a whisper in my head, and the laugh came back again.